Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's UnitedHealthcare insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, UnitedHealthcare insurance plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about UnitedHealthcare insurance plans at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It's time for Red Men Bite Size. Yes, it's Friday, January 27th. The weekend is nearly here. I, for one, can't wait for it. Can't wait to see the Reds back in action. Fingers crossed he can go down to Brighton and do a job in the FA Cup. More on that to come, of course. You're going to have this press conference today. We are going to wrap up some of the other news around it before we start looking more in depth into Jürgen's comments. I know Paul mentioned on yesterday's Bite Size that there was talk about Stefan Bajcetic signing a new contract. As luck would have it, not long after the show went out, indeed Liverpool did announce that Stefan Bajcetic has indeed signed that contract. The youngster, the young Spaniard, has put pen to paper on a new deal at Anfield. He says himself it's amazing how quickly things have happened. Yeah, the 18-year-old having his breakthrough season, we all know about that. He's found himself in the team. Goes on to say, you know, I'm so happy to keep playing for this club and hopefully I can play many more years here. Him and his family are very proud, he says, to go on through it. He says a year ago he was playing under 18 footballs and now he started some games. He's made his debut, he's even scored a goal, of course. Yeah, that goal against Aston Villa. So yeah, it has been a very, very quick rise for the youngster, and like I say, he very much deserves that contract. Fair play to him, he's earned it. I said he's probably got himself a couple more zeros on it, perhaps, or a little bit more money, considering how he's been playing recently. You know, I imagine when he was just an under-18 lad, there wasn't much in terms of that going on for him. But now, given the fact that he's got himself in the team, bet his agent got an extra couple of quid in there for sure, because yeah, while Liverpool haven't announced the length of the contract, they've called it a long-term deal. So they penned it at the AXA training centre on Thursday afternoon, yeah.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm guessing, you know, being a lad in the under-18s to being a first-team player, I reckon he's probably got himself a couple of more quid. Good on him for that one. He only arrived at Liverpool in December 2020 from Celta Vigo. He's played under-18s, played 21s. Now, obviously, of course, he's a first-team player. Made his debut in that 9-0 win against Bournemouth, and he's gone on really. He's done really, really well. Every time we've seen him, I've been very, very impressed with him. At time of recording, he's made 10 first-team appearances, obviously 7 of them domestically, 3 in Europe. There's a chance, I'm almost certain he's going to make that number 11 this weekend against Brighton. So, yeah, congratulations to the lad. I'm really made up. I think Liverpool could have a really good player. He's already proven at age 18 that he's good enough to play. As he continues to grow, develop, get better, his understanding again gets fitter, which I think even he'd agree is something he needs to work on. He keeps looking like, you know, he's running out of fuel 60, 70 minutes into games. Once he gets all that under his belt, you know, Liverpool could have an absolute star player. There's a lot of good Spanish midfielders knocking around at the moment. Quite a lot of them in Barcelona, truth be told, are youngsters. Liverpool could have one on their hands. Who knows where, you know, excuse me, who knows what the ceiling is for Stefan Bajcetic, really. Thankfully, we're the ones now in control and we're the ones who can find that out. And I've got a sneaky feeling he's got a very, very high ceiling. In terms of transfer news, then, obviously, maybe as frustrated as I am a little bit. Doesn't look like much has happened in terms of transfers in on deadline, up towards deadline day, but who knows, things can change dramatically. You know, Luis Diaz, for example, proved that last year. But one little bit of news in terms of outgoings, there's been talk that the defender Nat Phillips could leave before deadline day. Yet Liverpool decided to recall Reece Williams from loan at Blackpool. Now, Reece was playing before the World Cup for Blackpool. Since then, he was on the bench a little bit, but Blackpool actually, they've had a change of manager and their first choice centre-half got injured. So there was every chance that Reece Williams was about to get a game for Blackpool. But Liverpool have called him back, which, again, James Pearce reports and a few others have reported that that means Nat Phillips could be on his way out this month. The 25-year-old apparently got offers from a couple of clubs around. Liverpool apparently negotiating with a couple of those, although we haven't really named who those are. As it stands, Jürgen said Nat Phillips has missed training because he's been ill. He said Jürgen called it a proper cold. I think he said a really bad cold. So Nat's been out away from the team. So bear that in mind, whether you believe Jürgen or not. I mean, maybe he's just telling Borky Bars, maybe he's telling the truth. I think, listen, who am I to doubt Jürgen's integrity? I'm sure he is telling the truth. But he was even asked about it at the pre-Brighton press conference. He says it depends on the offers and that we have to be prepared. I think you don't recall Reece Williams back from a loan deal unless you think something's pretty much advanced with Nat Phillips. You haven't recalled Reece for no reason. I've got a sneaky feeling by the time deadline day comes, Nat Phillips won't be at Anfield. Whether that's a sale or a loan, who knows? But I've got that. Yeah, it looks like Reece Williams has been called back to be that fifth centre back option, and they're going to let Nat Phillips leave. And fair play to him. Like I say, Nat Phillips has never let Liverpool down. He's been messed around a bit. He's been passed from pillar to post. He's been on loan, called back, was on loan we literally called him back for one derby game, sent him back again. He was close to leaving last year and then never quite happened. And then again, never quite happened. And alongside Reece Williams, Nat Phillips helped Liverpool qualify for the Champions League a couple of summers ago, of course. Well, a couple of seasons ago, meaning they played Champions League football last year where they got all the way to the final. So good luck to Nat Phillips if he does indeed leave, like I say. By the time we next record one of these bite-sized shows on Monday, something might have happened there, but it does look like the winds are suggesting that Nat Phillips could be on his way out of Anfield very, very shortly. Moving on then to the press conference at Brighton. If you haven't already, you can check out that full press conference on this very podcast feed that you're listening to now. Every pre and post-match press conference that Jürgen Klopp does, or indeed sometimes it's Pep Linders, he throws Pep out there, you can listen to on this very feed. It's also available on our YouTube channel if you want to get yourselves involved there at youtube.com/TheRedMenTV. You can watch them all there as well. But yeah, a lot of it was centred around, basically, Brighton absolutely wellied us the last time we played them. Again, Jürgen said it was a horrendous one. The worst performance one of his sides has ever had. That's, 1,000 performances, and that was rock bottom. That was number 1,000 in the ranking of best to worst in terms of the gaffer. He played down the revenge thing. He just basically said Liverpool need to do the job. The standard stuff, really. I saw Jürgen speaking to Mike Calvin on his podcast. If you haven't checked out, it's worth a listen, actually. And he basically said he doesn't really like press conferences, he doesn't see the point of them. And you can kind of get that sometimes, the way he answers the questions. But there was a couple of tidbits on the injury stuff. First of all, he spoke about the long-term absences. He was asked if anyone's close to returning. Anyone's closer, and he laughed at that because he went, of course, the closer they're getting better. Again, Jürgen's typical tongue-in-cheek stuff. But he did say, he said Jota, Firmino, Van Dijk and Arthur Melo are all a couple of weeks away from even returning to training, and then Luis Diaz is longer than that. Is a more serious injury. He also revealed, yeah, shock horror, who'd have thought it? Liverpool have got another injury. Oh wow! Now it's another forward. This time it's Fabio Carvalho. Jürgen said he's going to miss the game. He's unavailable for selection for this one. I don't think Fabio would have played. He struggles to get on the bench sometimes, but for me, I would always have him on the bench ahead of other players, and it's a cup game. He played in the last round, of course. I thought he did pretty well against Wolves. Scored against Manchester City in the League Cup, of course. I quite like him. There's obviously reservations because he did score in that cup game, and he kind of got bombed out up until the Wolves replay. But yeah, another injury for Liverpool. I don't know how this keeps happening, but yeah, there's another forward that Liverpool can't call upon for this one. So that's where we are. Of course, since that game, the fact that Darwin Nunez is back is a big help, of course. Liverpool do actually have three recognised forwards now. But yeah, no good in terms of Fabio Carvalho out. Don't know how long it's going to be, of course. But yeah, there's someone who you won't see down at the Amex this Sunday for the Cup game. Right then, there was a little bit of good news on the injury front, though. Obviously, it had been reported James Milner had missed a training session earlier this week. Jürgen confirmed that was true. Yeah, he did miss a session, but he said he's fine now. He's fit and he's available for selection. Obviously, he's played that right back in the last couple of games, started there against Chelsea after Trent had his issue. I'll be shocked if Milner started against Brighton on Sunday, but he's certainly a good option off the bench. And he will be on that bench, provided, like I say, no more hiccups or there's no reactions to whatever the little issue he was. But yeah, if anyone was wondering in the training pitch, if anyone noticed Millie wasn't in it for the game, you were absolutely right. Well done, you eagle-eyed supporters. You were spot on. But yeah, some good news is that Milner's back in action for this weekend's game. And yeah, listen, Liverpool might need him at some point, whether it's to go on at right back, whether it's to go on in midfield. Listen, I did the Starting 11 prediction show on our YouTube channel and our podcasting services earlier, and there was a couple of people who were on the live show and they were saying I'd start Milner in midfield. I don't think Jürgen will. Spoiler alert for that show if you want to go and check it out. But he's certainly an option, so it's good to have him back and available. Yeah, thankfully it wasn't nothing too serious, because sometimes when the training pitches come out and you see someone's missing, you're thinking, oh no, there's him. He's done for a month or he's done for a few weeks. Well, thankfully, whatever the small issue was with James Milner, he's back, and I say Jürgen said he's fine. And that's all right by me, Jürgen. Thank you for putting our minds at rest for that one. Right then, guys. Just want to let you guys know about some of the content we've got over on our streaming service, Red Ben Plus. Podcast X is out now, where we, you know, it's our uncensored show. It's the stuff we don't put out on the YouTube stuff. And basically, we laughed loads at Everton. We had a big old laugh about Everton and Frank Lampard. That's out now. Journo Insight with me and Neil Jones. That's available on Red Men Plus 2. We spoke about Liverpool's interest in Mason Mount, Jude Bellingham, a little bit on the out. So with the Nat Phillips stuff that I touched upon earlier, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Reece Williams. Neil had some really good insight. Neil knows the people to talk to and passes that information on every Thursday. I love that show. Really, really good one. Deep Dive is out as well. Again, there's a clip on the YouTube channel about tactics, formations, how things have developed at Liverpool and over on Red Men Plus. There is a little bit about Mason Mount, a show on Mason Mount and how he could fit in if Liverpool do indeed make a move for the Chelsea midfielder this summer. Fingers crossed. Like I say, Chris Pajak, Josh Williams, two guys with great analytical minds, showing you guys and teaching us all some things. Really, really, really good show. And then I want to give a heads up to Dan Club as well, who had expert insight with Sport Build journalist Valentina Masseri. I think it's Masseri. Apologies, I've got Valentina's name wrong. But yeah, she was on Sky Sports in England a few days ago talking about Jude Bellingham. Well, Dan got straight on the phone, started giving her a message, asked her to come on and talk to us, and by brilliant, she did, and she's awesome. So yeah, that's available both in video and podcast forms, as are all the shows I just mentioned there. Check them out, redmenplus.com. You guys, like I say, you love podcasts, you listen to this as a podcast, you can get them straight into your native podcast app. If you're into Spotify, you can sign up on Spotify. Just search your Red Men Plus podcast on your Spotify app. You don't get the videos, I'll be honest, but you can sign up on Red Men Plus podcast on Spotify. You can pay Spotify directly and you'll get all those shows well in podcast form. But yeah, I'm going to wrap up there, guys. Thanks for listening to this episode of Bite Size. Keep an eye out on the channel over the weekend for all the pre and post Brighton content you need. And we'll be back next Monday with another bite-sized show. Take care.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.